He had not created us to run after this dunya. If you're not doing anything, you're staying in a cave, and you have family in a cave, and children in a cave, and they have nothing to wear, nothing to eat, you're not going to be questioned on Judgment Day. If you're in the cave looking for Allah and running after Allah, at that time you will find that you are Sultan in the Akhirat, and you will be a Sultan here too. You will know what to do. But people have lost their faith. They put more faith in their credit cards, in their money, in their work, in their job, not understanding it is Allah who is giving it. How many more stories of the Awliya Allah and the Anbiya, the prophets and the saints, we need to hear to know that the world is under their feet? How many more stories we need to hear? Ibrahim ibn Adam, Qaddasahu Sir. Can anyone claim to know, even know what his wealth was like? Ibrahim ibn Adam, that he was ruling, he was a sultan. And he was ruling justly. He was not ruling, as some saying, that he did every bad thing. Hasha. He was a beloved one of Allah, just ruler. We don't know what a just ruler is in these days, of course. They have been extinct for over 100 years. They should put out that list, you know, endangered species, looking out to preserve. They should first concentrate on that. Righteous ruler, extinct. We must do everything we can to bring it back. They're trying to bring back dinosaurs, and they're not trying to bring back the just ruler. Allah, Allah. What a foolishness we've come into. Ibrahim ibn Adam, he was a just ruler, and his wealth was beyond imagination. And he was loved by his people, but he was looking for Allah. He was looking for Allah. He was not happy where he was. One day, he was lying in his room and he was looking up to the sky, because his room had a glass ceiling and he could look at the sky. And he was thinking about Allah, how to become closer to Allah. And he saw that there was one old man on top of his room looking down to him. He got shocked. How this man can go through all that security to be up there, understanding that man is not an ordinary man. He's saying, what are you doing there on top of the Sultan's chambers? This man is saying, I'm looking for my camel. Very dismissive of him like that. Like, I'm very busy looking for my camel. And the Sultan laughed, knowing that this is a holy one. It is ma'zub. Because only those who are in love, they get crazy. If you are not crazy when you're in love, you're not in love yet. And he's saying, you're looking for your camel on the roof of my palace? How can your camel go on top, climb and go to my roof of the palace? And you're thinking it's there? The man started laughing. Ya Ibrahim, he's saying, it is easier for me to find my camel on top of your roof of your castle than for you to find Allah in your palace, surrounded by the luxury. He woke up. Ibrahim ibn Adam had just gotten married. He woke up. He ran. He got up immediately. He started looking for that man. That man was his guide. He ran to look for him. And the people were shocked. And they said, "Oh, Sultan, gone crazy. He entered into a cult. He left everything. You know, so many things that people are saying today. He left everything. He took off his jubbah. He gave it to his servant. He took the servant's clothes and he left." And they said, "Our Sultan is gone. He had just gotten married. Everyone say he's not fit to rule anymore. Other people are ruling. They tried to bring him back. He would not listen. He stayed like a cave. He stayed in a hut by the sea. And he was just fixing his clothes. his torn clothes that he took from his servant. He was just fixing it. One day his general and his friend, the head of the army, was passing through that area, and they know that Ibrahim ibn Adam was there. And he passed by in front of his hut, his house that he built by himself. Because Ibrahim ibn Adam, he was looking for his Lord, and he was finding his Lord where he was. And that general saying to the whole army, he says, look, look, this is our Sultan. What a dishonorable position he put himself in. He had control over everything. He could do so much good, and he was. Now he's sitting here, no good for nothing, meaning. Ibrahim Adam did not even look up when he was speaking. But when his friend and his general finished, he looked up at him. He started walking to the seashore. He took his needle, threw it into the ocean. And then he addressed the ocean and he says, bring back my needle. The ocean started boiling and bubbling. All the sea creatures that's in the ocean, immediately they came up, and in their mouth was all the treasures that was put into this ocean, all the jewels, all the gold, all the pearls, everything that man is running after in their mouths, and they were giving it to Ibrahim ibn Adam. He got more angry and says, I want my needle. They went down again and they came up. Everyone had a golden needle in their mouths, and he says, I want my needle. They went down and one fish came up to his feet with his own iron needle, rusty. He picked it up and he walked back, started sewing again, and he looked up to his friend. He said, before I was a sultan to this world, but in reality I was a slave. Now I'm a slave to my Lord, but in reality I finally became a sultan. This is not story. This is real. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him to go through? He went to the Hajj. He walked from Bukhara all the way to Mecca, Medina. And in the Kaaba, he saw one boy and he looked. And never before he felt so much love for another human being. 7 years passed since he left his kingdom, and he saw, and his heart was pulled. And he checked himself and says, Ya Rabbi, astaghfirullah, forgive me. What is this love that I'm feeling? My love is only for you. And Allah says, yes, your love is only for me. And now you have changed, Ya Ibrahim. In Ibrahim ibn Adam says, Ya Rabbi, either kill me or kill that object of my love, because nothing can come between me and you. He looked, and that boy just fell down dead, and he heard one scream. And he saw running to that boy, coming nearer, and he saw it was his wife. She brought his son, crying. And Ibrahim ibn Adam saying, Ya Rabbi, now I am happy because everything, it is for you. He did not look twice. These are the ones that we are following. Hazrat Hussein did not think twice. He brought his wives. He brought his children, knowing that they are going to be finished. None of his wives say, please pity us. Please have some sort of a deal. Please look at this. They didn't. That is the faith we're going after, not the faith of munafiqs, who a little test comes to them, a little difficulty, up, they're ready to negotiate, ready to negotiate, ready to make a deal. We're not that. We are very weak. But we're looking to the strong ones to help us. You can only be strong when you hold on to them strong. You cannot let loose and then say, I'm weak. You let go of that jubah, you will fall into hell, not them. and you are going to be wasted. Especially those who are following this way, we have to. How are you going to be strong? Fight your ego every day. Fight your ego every day. Don't put your ego in front. Put Allah there. Put His Prophet. Put the one who is teaching you about His Prophet. Put them there. Not you, not your brothers, not your father, not your mother. Put you. Put that Shaykh. You have to. Then you're going to find safety. More you put yourself in it, more confusion is going to happen to you. This is for those who are listening. If you like, you listen. If you don't like, don't listen. Leave it here. I will take it. If you don't like, don't listen. And say he is a crazy man, just screaming at himself. Yeah, it's okay. I'm not in need of you. I'm not. I'm only in need of my Shaykh. Whether there's one person in front of me or 1,000 people, it doesn't matter to me. Never think you're doing a favor to the Shaykh. Never think you're doing a favor to the Prophet. Never think you're doing a favor to Allah. Allah does not need us. Never think also that I'm defending my Prophet. You must defend, but don't ever think that you're defending him. Don't take that credit for yourself, because it is an honor. It is Allah who gives us that credit. May Allah forgive me. We are reaching to the days of Qurban. Think carefully. What is the Hajj? Think carefully. What is the Qurban? Think carefully what happened in the Prophet's time. What happened in Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's time. Think carefully that right after Qurban, not 1 month is going to pass that you will have Hijrah. You make Qurban, now you have to make Hijrah. You make the Hijrah, you leave everything. You've already sacrificed everything. Now they say, now you need to leave. After you left, not 10 days will pass. What do we have? Karbala. Are you understanding? So you're not putting things together, huh? You're not putting things. Why? What is the Hijrah in us? What is the Qurban that we are doing? What is the Hijrah that we're doing? What is the Karbala that we're doing? If you're not putting that and understanding and living your life according to that, even if you are raised in the company of saints, you're not putting it to be part of your iman. It's just stories to you. Just stories. It's not real. You're not making it to be a reality. No, they are real. It is us who don't take it as a reality that we are not real. May Allah forgive me and bless you, inshallah. May we wake up and understand and live and taste our faith. May Allah make us to become believers and to hold on tightly to our Shaykh, to believe. Wa min Allahu tawfiq, hurmatil Habib, wa min hurmatil Fatiha. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.